Really it for this tape now. I think in conclusion, what I want to say about assertiveness is that it's not an easy thing to suddenly change. It's, you know, we're talking about very deep down scripts and behaviours that we've learnt over our lives here. So it's a skill and it needs practice. And the main thing is to keep chipping away. Keep finding little ways that you're going to try and be more assertive and little situations where you're going to be more assertive. Perhaps you could make a list of the areas or the people that you're going to work on. Times where, you know, perhaps a meeting where you're going to say what you think a bit more, or a particular difficult person who you're going to confront, or a particular situation that when it next happens you're going to do something about. So plan to be more assertive. But also, in a sudden situation, if something suddenly happens, rather than just thinking, oh my god, oh, what do I do? Decide that you're going to be assertive. Think to yourself, right, you know, this is it, I'm going to have a go. And decide what you want out of that situation. What's your objective in that situation? And then think about, how am I going to do this? Probably going to be the four-step process, but it might be just to do a bit more helicopter view, you know, stand back a bit more. And you can play for time a bit, using things like fogging, where you say, well, yeah, you know, you could be right. Or step one, where you say, well, yes, I understand how you feel. I can see it must be annoying. Yeah, I know what you mean. And while you're doing that, while you're fogging, you're thinking, oh, what's step two? What's step three? What do I want? Ooh, how do I feel? So play for time a bit. Plan your words. The worst that'll happen is that you'll fail to be assertive, but immediately afterwards you'll think, oh, I should have stood up to him. I shouldn't have let him do that. But you can immediately go and see them and say, look, I've just been thinking about what happened just now, and I'd like to say that I'm not happy and this is what I want. You know, next time perhaps you could talk to me calmly rather than shouting at me. You know, is that a reasonable request? So in other words, you can go back to them straight afterwards. In fact, the absolute worst is that you don't even dare to do that. But you can still learn. When you find yourself saying, oh, I wish I'd said that, just think, well, that's okay. Now I know what to do next time. Go for that correct thinking method. Think, right, next time they do that, this is what I'll do. And then it's stored away in your subconscious, ready for next time. It might take you several times before you get it right, but sooner or later, you will. And I can tell you, it certainly feels good when you get it right. Okay, well, good luck. Keep chipping away. Keep listening to this tape, because I think each time you play it, it may just increase your resolve a bit, improve your attitude a bit. And also, you may pick up the odd technique idea from it. So I'll say goodbye. My name is Chris Croft. If you want to know more about this subject, contact me on 01202 747480. Goodbye.